This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It's Sayyidah Aisha. And a woman asked the Sayyidah Aisha, who was the most beloved people to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? Now pay attention to this one. So Sayyidah Aisha was asked, who's the most beloved people to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? She said, Fatima. And then from the men, now the question to Sayyidah Aisha, he said, Zawjuha, Ali, innahu kana sawwaman qawwaman. He was fasting all the time and he prayed the night all the time. What is special about this hadith I just shared with you? Now you are the wife, okay? This is a stepdaughter. Fatima is a stepdaughter for Sayyidah Aisha, right? Her mother is Khadija, Sayyidah Khadija. So here you go, somebody comes to you, you're married, and the husband is there. Says, who's the most beloved to your husband? What is the normal answer? Me. Why you are even asking? Of course. What does that teach you about Sayyidah Aisha? Truthfulness, humbleness, does not see herself something. Although he was asked and told that she is the most beloved. There's a lot of lessons we learned from these women. The focus was not them and me. You know, everything these days about I and me, not them. This is a woman asked her, who's the most beloved people to your husband? And she said, Fatima, stepdaughter. And then from the men, she didn't say her father, Sayyidina Abu Bakr. She didn't say her brother, Sayyidina Abdul Rahman. Nope. Sayyidina Ali, both related to her husband. How much he loved the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. When you love someone, you love everything related to it, right? And if you don't love someone, you can finish the sentence.